Just to give a bit of industry perspective on this, I think to have a long-term vision and plan for the maritime sector is hugely beneficial. I don't think it's should be underestimated what having a positive policy position on the industry can do to enable growth and investment, inward investment. So we definitely welcome it. I'm just going to pick up on a couple of themes. I don't wish to repeat too much what other speakers have said, but on things where I think for us there needs to be more emphasis as a ports industry in implementation stage. As Susan said, I think I agree, we probably need to speak more about people tonight. People are, at the end of the day, going to be the enabler to any change without the industry. Within the ports industry, and certainly within ABP, we have a very highly skilled and committed workforce. We generally don't have a problem with people leaving the industry. What we have a problem with is attracting people to the industry. And there has been some research out there that you influence people at a very young age as to what career choices they make. And I think the main problem for us is the lack of visibility as an industry. The ports, you know, I'm just talking from ports, but probably from a broader maritime point of view as well, is that we don't really learn about ports at school. I just happened to be interested in marine and maritime affairs, but it wasn't something I learned about at school. And before starting working in the ports industry, how that industry worked was something I was completely naive to. So I think influencing schools, colleges, apprenticeship age at a very early age, and making sure there's a broader understanding of what the industry can offer is going to be hugely important going forward, and something I think most people in this room can probably help with. I just don't think the industry has a huge visibility in terms of what that we are huge employment of engineers, of really skilled people, but people just don't know that. Also, I want to touch on some of the points made about coordinated research. Now, someone that my job within ports is to look at innovation and research and looking at what research is going on out there. I will say sometimes that's quite hard to actually understand what research is being undertaken across all the academia. So I think government can have a real role going forward in terms of making sure that is linked with industry and that research is very much coordinated around the needs, the burning needs of industry. And we shouldn't just be solely looking at autonomy. I know that was used as a case study in the Maritime 2050, but there's some real pressing issues, common issues across the industry around safety, things like that we can put aside our competitive hats on and look at collectively across the industry, which we've not necessarily been well known for, especially in the ports industry. We are quite competitive, but we do work very closely with our trade associations on those non-competitive issues, where we do realise that as an industry as a whole, we need to we need to tackle these challenges, otherwise the industry is going to be dead in the water. So we are still seeing too many serious accidents, and this should be something that we address across the common industry. One of the speakers made a comment that we're perhaps ill-prepared for the changes coming down the road. I think I would disagree, softly disagree, won't get too stern about it. But we are, as an industry, used to adapting to changes, bigger ship sizes, different cargoes. I mean, some of our main revenue streams within ABP are cargoes that require very specialist handling facilities that didn't exist 5 years ago, let alone 10 years ago. So we are used to adapting, but as I said earlier, there are some harder nuts to crack, especially around safety, air quality, issues like that, that we do need to work on collectively, otherwise we won't crack those nuts. But I will say also the industry is part of the solution, especially around the sustainable development challenges that the UK has as a whole. This industry should be looked as part of the solution to that, not necessarily the problem. And that's all I was going to say.
Thank you very much indeed. Well, that's very helpful.